Chapter 1. Introduction. Section 1.3. Introduction. Once you obtain your driver's license, you will be spending a significant amount of time behind the wheel of a motor vehicle. This course is designed to heighten your awareness and ensure your safety as well as your passengers while driving a motor vehicle. The following statistics are provided by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to remind you that driving a motor vehicle is a serious matter. 2003 National Statistics. A collision occurs every 5 seconds. A person is injured in a collision every 10 seconds. On average, a person is killed in a collision every 12 minutes. This means in a day 24 hours. There are 17,280 collisions. 8,640 people are injured in collisions. 117 people are killed. NHTSA, 2003. In a single day, 26,040 people's lives are affected simply by driving a motor vehicle. These statistics are not meant to scare you, but to make you more aware and make you think about how to become a responsible driver while taking this course. Did you know most people are afraid of flying on a plane, but not afraid to drive a car? Ask yourself this question: what are my chances of being involved in a car crash? Your chance of being in a plane crash is 1 in 15 million. Your chance of being involved in a train crash when you are on a train is 1 in 1 million. Your chance of being involved in an automobile collision once a year is 1 in 25. Your chance of being in a collision sometime during your life in which someone is injured or killed is 1 in 75. Your chances of being involved in a car crash is 1 in 25. Not really good odds. Your chances of being in a plane crash is 1 in 15 million, and most people are afraid to fly. You should be afraid to drive. You should take precautionary steps to avoid becoming just another statistic. There are over 194 million drivers on the road today in this country. Over 14.5 million of those drivers are in Florida. There are over 6.3 million collisions on the road every year, one-third of these crashes resulting in an injury or death. Young drivers, between 15 and 20 years old, accounted for 6.4%, 12.5 million of the total collisions. In 2003, 7,884 15 to 20-year-old drivers were involved in fatal crashes, killed, and an additional 308,000 were injured in motor vehicle crashes. Florida, 2003, Traffic Crash Statistics. Traffic crashes 243,294. Fatal crashes 2,880. Alcohol-related fatalities 1,096. Alcohol-related injuries 17,379. Alcohol-related crashes 22,752. Did you know? Youth who drink before age 15 are 4 times more likely to develop alcohol dependence than those who begin drinking at age 21. An early age of drinking is associated with alcohol-related violence not only among persons under age 21 but among adults as well. Research continues to show that young drivers are more often involved in alcohol-related collisions than any other comparable age group. 65% of young drivers 15-20 years old of passenger vehicles involved in collisions who had been drinking were unrestrained. Of the young drivers who had been drinking and were killed, 74% were unrestrained. 1 in 7 Americans aged 12 and older in 2003, 33.5 million persons drove under the influence of alcohol at least once in the 12 months prior to an interview for a nationwide survey. About half of Americans aged 12 or older, an estimated 120 million people, reported being current drinkers of alcohol in the 2002 survey. Of those, 54 million participated in binge drinking at least once in the 30 days prior to the survey, and 15.9 million reported heavy drinking. 25% of 15-20-year-old drivers killed in motor vehicle collisions during 2003 had been drinking. 19% were impaired. 54% of teenage motor vehicle deaths in 2000 occurred on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The median age at which children begin drinking is 13. For ages 13-19, 53% of the deaths were drivers, 47% were passengers. Based only on the driving age population 16-19, 60% were drivers, 40% were passengers. At ages 13-15, more young people were killed as passengers than as drivers. Based on the latest mortality data available 2002, motor vehicle collisions are the leading cause of death for people from 15 to 20 years old. Findings from four studies have quantified the collision risk associated with teenage drivers transporting teenage passengers. Collectively, these studies indicate that the presence of passengers strongly increases collision risk for teenage drivers. The more passengers, the greater the risk. Motor vehicle traffic fatalities highest BAC in the crash, 2003. In 2003, only 60% of all traffic fatalities in the state of Florida involved drivers with a zero BAC. That's 1,895 of 3,169 total crashes. 185 of them, 6%, involved drivers with a BAC between 0.01 and 0.09. 1,089 fatalities, 34%, involved drivers with a BAC of 0.10 or more. In total, 1,274 traffic fatalities in the state of Florida, 40% were alcohol-related in 2003. An estimated 23.6 million teens are in grades 7 through 12 inches America today. Of them, 11.3 million, 48% of the teen population, have tried illegal drugs. 8.5 million, 37%, have used illegal drugs in the past year. 5.4 million, 24%, nearly one out of every four teens in the nation, have used illegal drugs in the past 30 days. Partnership Attitude Tracking Study, 2002, here's a look at which drugs kids are using. 40% of teens have tried marijuana, 19% have tried inhalants, 11% have tried ecstasy, 10% have tried crack and cocaine, 9% have tried methamphetamines, 8% have tried LSD, and 4% of teens have tried heroin. Drug use is down. Adolescent drug use in America peaked in 1979, declined steadily throughout the 1980s, and climbed once again from 1992 to 1996. Drug use among teenagers declined from 1997 to 1999. It has been stable since then. Overall drug use among American teens is down by statistically significant percentages compared to 1997. Trial use or experimentation, defined as having used a drug at least once, is down to 48% in 2002 from 53% in 1997. Past year use is down to 37% from 43%. Past month use is down to 24% from 28%. However, teen use of ecstasy is an exception to these trends. The number of teens reporting they have tried ecstasy is up 57% since 1997, 11% in 2002 compared to 7% in 1997. Teen experimentation with ecstasy is now equal to or greater than adolescent consumption of cocaine, crack, heroin, LSD and amphetamine. By far, marijuana remains the most widely used illegal drug among teens. In fact, as the following table shows, the number of teens that have used marijuana in the past 30 days is higher than the number of teens that have ever tried any one other illicit drug. 9.4 million teens, 40%, have used marijuana. 7.6 million teens, 32%, have used marijuana in the past year. 4.7 million teens, 20%, have used marijuana in the past month. 4.5 million teens, 19%, have used inhalants. 2.6 million teens, 11%, have used ecstasy. 2.4 million teens, 10%, have used methamphetamines. 2.1 million teens, 9%, have used LSD. 1.9 million teens, 8%, have tried crack and cocaine. And 0.9 million teens, 4%, have tried heroin. A final note: while marijuana remains the most widely used illegal drug among teens, the number of teens who have used marijuana is dwarfed by the number of teens who have tried alcohol and/or tobacco cigarettes. According to Monitoring the Future, 78.4% of 12th graders alone have tried alcohol. 57.2% of 12th graders have tried tobacco cigarettes. Both of these figures have been declining in recent years. NIDA, 2002, as you can see from the above information, you are at risk of becoming a statistic. It's important that while taking the course you stop, think and realize that this can happen to you. You owe it to yourself, your family and friends to make sure you do not become one of those statistics. The choice is yours.